This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen Muhammadu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam tasliman kathirin kathira. Fama ba'du. Very beautiful question. What my brother asked. I have been reading Quran for a long time. Alhamdulillah, he's Muslim, so he will. From the time he was a little boy, he learned it. But he says, but I do not find any change in myself. What is the meaning of that? And what shall I do? So first and foremost, let me give you the good news. That the meaning of this is that you are, alhamdulillah, you are a person who has taqwa. You are a person who has iman. Now, why do I say that? Because the consciousness that you have, that there is no effect, is a sign of taqwa. Because you know that there should be an effect, and you are concerned that there is no effect. So what must you do? Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this comes from Allah. So this doubt is a sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you, and Allah wants to draw you close to Him. So therefore, Allah puts this doubt in your heart. Go ask yourself, you've been reading your Quran for so many years, why is there no change in yourself, right? So say, alhamdulillah, that this doubt came in your mind. Very important. Understand this. This doubt is not a bad thing. This doubt is a very good thing. Because there are millions of people who just read Quran, nothing. They don't have this doubt also. Their lives are going the same way. Whatever they were doing, good, bad, ugly, right? But and they don't have, you're getting doubt. So alhamdulillah, this getting of this doubt, yeah, like for example, Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah, he said, the one who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, He makes him remember his sins over and over again. And think about that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you ask me forgiveness, I will forgive you. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. I make tawbah, my sin is forgiven. Alhamdulillah, it's over. So why do I need to remember it again? Why do I need to, am I doubting the forgiveness of Allah? No. I'm not. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised to forgive, Allah will forgive. We have no doubt about this fact. All I need to concentrate on, did I make tawbah? Yes, I made tawbah, istighfar. I made istighfar. I turned my life up, back to the right path, inshallah. I made tawbah. And a specific tawbah for the particular thing which I did wrong. I did all that. Alhamdulillah, inshallah, Allah has forgiven me. There is no doubt about that. But remembering the sin is a safety net. Because it reminds me that I did that, which means that it can happen again, which means let me keep away from this. What is it that led me to that situation in the first place? So let me avoid all such situations and so on. So the remembering of your sins is a sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you and Allah wants to keep you safe. Remembering of the good that you did, this is a bad sign. Because if you do something good and remember it, then it brings about arrogance. So do good and forget about it. Forget completely, totally, wipe it out of your mind. Whatever good you did, some charity you gave, you were nice to somebody, you did something, forget about it. Completely wipe it out of your mind. Allah knows. It's recorded. Nobody can take that away from you. You don't have to remember it. But sins remember. So in your case, alhamdulillah, you have been reading Quran for a long time and you say, well, it has not brought any change in my life. So as I said, this is a good sign that this concern is there, and I wish I had the same concern. I wish this concern for all of us, because all of us are in the same boat. So first and foremost, you understand, you are not alone. I wish you were alone, but you are not. Second thing is, now, remember, change does not come from reading Quran. Change comes from reflecting on the Quran, which means understanding the Quran. Then change comes by changing your life. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. Allah did not say, why don't they read the Quran? Allah said, why don't they, is it that they do not reflect on the Quran? تَدَبُّرْ عَلَىٰ كَلَامِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَىٰ. Right? No, قِرَةُ الْكَلَامِ. تَدَبُّرْ عَلَىٰ كَلَامِ. Do they not reflect on the Quran, or are their hearts locked? Do they have khufr? Locks on the hearts, right? So the key and the requirement is to focus on the Kalam of Allah and to reflect on it. So for that, obviously, you know, it's a given that if I'm going to reflect on something, then I should understand it. I cannot reflect on something that I don't understand. So the question that Miraj asked was, I've been reading Quran for a long time, but there's no change in my life. Why? So I'm talking about that. So I said, change comes from understanding and tadabbur. Ala kalamillah. Not simply for reading. So, important for us to understand what we are reading and then to reflect on it. Right? Same ayat which I read just now. Afala yatadabbarun al-Quran. Am ala qulubin aqfalha. Allah said, is it that they don't reflect on the Quran? Or are their hearts locked? Now we understand the me. So what to do? Ask yourself. Does it apply to me? Okay. If it does not apply, alhamdulillah. If it applies, what must I do? Read the meaning. Understand the meaning. Right? Learn the Arabic language. Believe me, there's no translation in the world which can do justice to the Arabic of the Quran. Okay. This is more or less true for any language. If I recite for you some poetry in Urdu and you do the English translation, it's like slaughtering that poetry. Right? You neither get the sweetness of it nor the understanding of it or nothing. Translation is okay. I don't know that. What must I do? Okay, so I need translation. It's like a, you know, safety net kind of thing. Right? But ideally, learn the language. Don't worry about is it difficult or easier. Everything is difficult until you do it. So do it. Right? Most difficult thing in the world is marriage. Yeah, really? Don't you want to get married? So I remind myself and you, let us focus on the kalam of Allah. And remember and understand it and reflect on it. Then apply it to your own life. Treat the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like a template. Guide. Yeah. So put yourself on the template. Am I fitting this template? If I'm fitting the template, alhamdulillah, then remain steadfast. Stay there. Because life is changed. Life keeps on changing. So I may fit the template today, but, you know, month from now, year from now, I've changed. No. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the dua. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana. Don't let my heart change after I get there. Because the heart, the qalb is something which changes. So after we get there, is it possible to be astray? Yes. That's why Ibn Masud radiallahu anhu, he said the only safe people, he said follow those who are dead. He said follow those. What does it mean? Follow those who were on the Siratul Mustaqim and who died on that with Islam. Not follow any dead. Mean. Why follow them? Follow them meaning what? He's not saying go to the Qabar and make, you know, ibadah. No. Follow mean do what they did. Why follow them? Because for them, they are safe. If I lived on the Siratul Mustaqim and I died on the Siratul Mustaqim, alhamdulillah, I am safe. Because now I can't do anything wrong. I'm dead. Finished. My amal are over. And if my amal were good, and if I died, if I had khatima bil khair, which I ask for all of us, inshallah, and all Muslims, then alhamdulillah, I am safe before Allah, inshallah, and I am hopeful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy and His forgiveness. But somebody who's alive, so, mashallah, this shaykh, no problem, alhamdulillah, today he is this. Tomorrow we don't know what will happen, because Allah is Allah, and human is human, shaitan is shaitan. So we don't know the biggest shuyukh, and there are many stories. If you read this history of Islam, many stories like this of people who were both sides, of people who were the worst of the worst, and who changed and became the best of the best. On the other hand, people who were the best of the best, who changed and who lost Islam, lost deen, something, and they died on kufr and shirk. Both stories are there. May Allah save us from that. So may Allah make us among those who are only on a upward journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be the best of the best. Right. So, keep making tawbah and istighfar. Alhamdulillah. And keep on making the effort.
Even not.
Reading in Arabic is very important because the kalam is in Arabic. Only the Arabic is kalamullah. Anything else is translation. So, the salat, the hadith of Rasulullah, where he said that Allah will give 10 hasanat, 10 good deeds, not one, for every letter of the Quran. Right? And then he said, I do not say the alif, lam, mim is one letter. So, alif is one letter, lam is one letter, mim is one letter. So, if somebody says alif, lam, mim, she's got 30 hasanat. The value of one hasana can be the difference between Jannah and Jahannam. You're getting 30 just by saying alif, lam, mim. Right? So, the kalam of Allah, read the Arabic. The Arabic has a special place, a special position which cannot be compared to anything else. But at the same time, having read the Arabic, then, as I said, first and foremost, understand Arabic so you don't have to read translation. But if until then, read a translation and reflect on that and then use that as a template for yourself to say, do I fit this or not? For example, we say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Right? All praise and all glory and all majesty and all thanks are for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Rabbul Alameen. So we read Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen in Arabic. You try to read the translation, which I just mentioned to you. Now, what is the reflection on this?
What is it, Ray? I would say gratitude is part of it.
Meaning, am I thanking Allah or not? Jazakallah. Yeah? So when I say put yourself on the template, what's the template? All praise, all gratitude. Am I doing it? Am I praising Allah? How much dhikr do I do outside of my salah?
Zero.
Then?
So I'm not living by what I
am. I'm not living, exactly. Am I thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Alhamdulillah. I go outside, I take a deep breath. Somebody sent me a thing in Bangalore, in India, the Oberoi Hotel. It's advertising and saying that inside the hotel we have atmosphere control systems which are cleaning the air. So inside the hotel you can breathe air which is not polluted. Can you imagine? Here you walk around anywhere, you eat, breathing pure air, absolutely zero pollution. So you don't thank somebody for it. In Oberoi Hotel, you're paying 100,000 rupees a day for the room to go inside the hotel. Do we thank that? I mean, I try to do I step out of my house. I think I'm from India. I know the situation. I know how bad it is. So alhamdulillah.
Especially in the winter.
Because they burn on the crops and they spend it as a smog. Right? Similarly, I mean, I don't want to sort of take this too long, but Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullah alayhi said, Surah al-Fatiha is Tawbah, the whole surah. And this is the way he explained it, that first of all, thanking of Allah and dhikr of Allah and thanking of Allah. And then the whole rest of it. This is the whole surah is tawbah. Because you are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Then think about all the stuff which I did, which alhamdulillah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives. Malik Yawm al-Din, I'm going to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What will happen to me?
The owner of the...
Again. Yeah. So again, istighfar and tawbah. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. I'm saying this, am I doing it? Am I worshipping only? Worship is ibadah. Worship is also, not only ubudiyah, worship is also itaat. Worship is not only worship as in salah, but also it is obedience. So when I say I am, I only you, Ya Rab, we worship. So, but am I in my obedience, am I obeying only Allah or somebody else? For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made certain things halal, certain haram. Am I following this? Am I playing games with that? Right? Earning, eating, whatnot, relationships, so on, so. Am I following that? Am I playing games? Who am I trying to fool?
Like that.
See, also, what happens with a lot of Arabs, that's it. is they don't speak Fusa. They speak the lahjat.
The dialect.
Yeah, the dialects of the place, right? Like Morocco, Darija, they speak Darija, which is...
Morocco, yeah, I understand.
I know, because a lot of you go and study and you do all this, but generally, yeah. But generally, a lot of the Moroccans, they speak the Darija, which is the dialect of Arabic. In Syria, they speak Suriya. In Egypt, they speak, Masri.
No one speaks the...
Actual Buddha, yeah. Very difficult. What people do, even today, alhamdulillah, for example, khutbah. The khutbah is in Fusa. The especially if you are say delivering a paper in the university or something, you will write it in Fusa. You will speak you unless there is a reason. But otherwise, normally it's a Fusa. But the Quranic Arabic is not only Fusa; it is classical Arabic.
The very
that is the standard of Arabic.
The literature is taken from
there. Yeah. So it is important to study the language, alhamdulillah. That's why the message of the Quran is alive all the time. You know, there's something in it for you throughout. So it's important to keep that in mind.